Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A few showers, a rapid warm-up, some severe storms, widespread rain, and much cooler weather. Lots going on in our seven-day forecast this morning. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Tuesday. This is meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the KRLD Weather Center. We do have a few scattered showers on radar this morning, especially northwest of DFW. These will slowly cruise across the area through the morning hours ahead of a weak Pacific front that will move through the area close to noon today. The air will dry out significantly behind the front, but ahead of the front, it's very warm and humid again this morning with temperatures near 70 degrees. Decreasing clouds, breezy and warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Clouds roll back in tonight with morning lows in the upper 60s. That's it. Partly cloudy tomorrow with highs back in the mid to upper 80s again. Average high this time of the year is in the mid 70s. Thursday will start off cloudy again with peaks of afternoon sun. Afternoon highs will range between 85 and 90 degrees depending on cloud cover, but by Thursday evening, the first chance of storms arrive. Some may become severe. The exact locations are still yet to be determined. I'll keep you posted. The first of two cold fronts will also arrive Thursday evening, dropping temperatures into the low 70s for highs on Friday. I think most of the rain will be gone for a short period of time, but by Friday evening, more scattered showers and storms will develop out and ahead of our second cold front that will be arriving early Saturday. Widespread shower and thunderstorm activity, non-severe, will break out on Saturday. As of now, it looks like the heaviest rain will be south of I-20. Afternoon highs will only reach the low 60s with a brisk north wind at 15 to 25. After some morning showers on Sunday, clouds will be stubborn getting out of here. If we stay cloudy all day, which I think we may, temperatures will hover in the mid-50s all day long. When the sun comes out, we'll jump up into the mid-60s. Sunshine returns on Monday with readings near 70 degrees, a perfect day. Have a great day today, and please enjoy the weather when you can. It's the only weather you've got.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.